Hi, my name is Bishop Ceritelli. I am the Bishop Emeritus of the Diocese of Paterson. Just a little word about who I am. I've been a bishop for 22 years. Before that, I was a professor of systematic and biblical studies in a number of seminaries. Ever since I became a bishop, I've been highly involved in the work of the Conference of Catholic Bishops of the United States. I had the privilege of serving as chair of the Committee on Doctrine, twice the chair of the Committee on Liturgy. I oversaw the Committee on the Translations of Sacred Scriptures into English. I worked on many other committees and was excited about the work I can do so that people could come and know our faith better. At the present time, even though I'm Bishop Emeritus, I still hold two jobs that Pope Francis has given me. He has named me a full member of the Dicastery, or formerly the Congregation, for Divine Worship and the Discipline of the Sacraments, and I also am chair for the Catholic-Baptist Dialogue that takes place between the World Alliance of Baptists and the Catholic Church. And it's in light of that I like to share my experience with you on a deepening that I've had in appreciation of the Eucharist. Dealing with our separated brethren have made me come to appreciate even more the great gift that has been given to us in the Eucharist. One of the best ways I have found to understand the great mystery of the Eucharist is something that St. John Paul II repeated again and again. In fact, he took it over from one of the greatest theologians of the 20th century, Henri de Lubac. He said that the Eucharist makes the church, and the church makes the Eucharist. And I think just looking at those two phrases gives us a greater appreciation what happens when we come to Mass. And so first of all, the Eucharist makes the church. What is the Eucharist? Very simply, it's Jesus Christ. The church was born on Calvary from the side of Christ. The church came into existence through the Passion, death, resurrection, and the gift of the Holy Spirit through the Paschal mystery. And at the Last Supper, what did Jesus do? Jesus gave us his body and blood. He said, take and eat. This is my body. Take and eat. This is my blood. He gave us the Eucharist, which contained that great mystery, his suffering, death, resurrection, and the outpouring of the Holy Spirit. He gave that to us, not just as a symbol, but as a reality, so that every time we celebrate the Eucharist, we are with Jesus as he dies, rises, and pours out the Holy Spirit for us. We are with him on Calvary, and the church comes again anew. The church is reborn again through this great mystery of the Paschal mystery, that through Christ dying and rising, we become the church. The second thing I like to say is that not only does the Eucharist make the church, but the church makes the Eucharist. At the Last Supper, Jesus said to his disciples, after he said, this is my body, this is my blood, he said to them, do this in remembrance of me. He gave his apostles, their successors, and those with whom they shared this great ministry through the priesthood, he gave them the mission to continue to make present what he did at the Last Supper. And so when the church gathers together for Mass, it's not just a service. It's not just a symbolic remembrance. When the priests with the people together celebrate the Eucharist, Christ is truly present. Maybe a better way of saying it is, time stands still, and we are with Christ on Calvary. We are with Christ at the Last Supper. In fact, we are with Christ at the final banquet. There is no greater treasure that the Lord gave us than himself in the Eucharist. St. Augustine is often quoted as saying, we become what we eat. In other words, or we become what we receive. So when we receive the body of Jesus, when we take in his body and blood in the Eucharist, we become his body and blood. When we take in food, we assimilate the food to our body. That's the order of nature. But in the economy of grace, it's much different. When we receive Christ's body and blood, we are assimilated to him. We become his body. broken for the world. We become his blood poured out for the world. And so the whole mystery of our salvation is really contained within this great sacrament. As a young boy, I remember going to Mass serving, and it was one of my greatest things that I could do was assist the priest at Mass. Today, as a priest, that I am able to say Mass every day has been a great privilege. I really believe that if our Catholic people truly understood what the Eucharist was, what a great gift this is, they would not only be in church on Sundays, our churches would be crowded, but they would even come to Mass daily. We have no greater gift than the gift of Jesus Christ given to us in the Eucharist. He comes to be our manna as we travel to this world. And in fact, he comes to be the one who sustains us, who gives us a share in the very life of God. Already through the Eucharist, we become Christ's body and we share in God's life. As many of you might be aware, ever since the Feast of Corpus Christi this year, we are involved in a national Eucharistic revival. The bishops have wisely used this time, these 3 years, to make us appreciate more and participate more in this great mystery of the Eucharist. Some people become very pessimistic when they read the polls that tell us only 30% of our Catholics actually understand and believe in the Eucharist. But I have a different take on that. For the first thousand years, all Christians believed exactly as we believe in the Eucharist today. The gift of the Eucharist has handed down from the time of the apostles for 1,000, universally accepted. And then there was a theologian, a French theologian by the name of Berengarius, who doubted the Eucharist. And that doubt, his teachings that the Eucharist was not the body and blood of Christ, his teaching was just a symbol, caused the church through theologians and pastors to reaffirm, to explain, and to revive our true belief in the Eucharist. And that's why at the Fourth Lateran Council, we have that great definition of the Eucharist as body, blood, soul, and divinity that comes to us at the moment of consecration. And so this is a time when maybe some people have fallen away from a good understanding of the Eucharist. This time of Eucharistic revival is a time for us to deepen our appreciation of the Mass and also to deepen our appreciation of the Eucharist in terms of perpetual adoration or adoration. When we come into church and we come before the tabernacle, that's Jesus. That's not a symbol. That's Jesus, the Lord, risen Savior. And so our hearts should be inflamed like those disciples on the road to Emmaus, that we are in his presence. And so I think a great way to enter this Eucharistic revival is not only to come to Mass, but to spend some time quietly adoring Jesus. And sometimes doing that without words. Someone can sit in the sun and be warm without saying anything. We can sit in the presence of our divine Lord and have our hearts burn like those disciples on the road to Emmaus. I am so convinced of the centrality of the Eucharist that when I was the bishop of the diocese, I asked all my priests to move the tabernacle back to the center of the church. And the reason for that is the very position of the tabernacle, where it is feasible with church architecture, the central position of the church emphasizes very clearly the centrality of the Eucharist in our lives. Well, one final thought, the Eucharist is an invitation. It's a divine banquet. It is Christ setting himself up as our food and drink, as our Savior for us in this world. The invitation is there. We have to accept it. And I would suggest that not only do we attend Mass every Sunday out of gratitude for all that God gives us, but that we invite others. This is a great moment to invite others to come and share what we have. When you're excited about something, you want to share that with others. Be excited about the Eucharist. It will change your life. It will change the lives of others. it will change our world. God bless you. May Almighty God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, bless each and every one of you. And may Almighty God, the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, shower his blessings upon you now and forever. Amen.